stand and face the flag with a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, so I think you handled the roll call. Okay, so we have a public comment period. This is for comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken. And you can have the opportunity to speak on these items at the time they're presented. But if you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments limited to 3 minutes. We don't have a speaker's podium, so you don't have to step up to it, but please state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. And of course, we can always extend the length of your presentation. Does anyone have a public comment for this agenda? No? We're all good? Okay, thank you. So approval of minutes for March 29th. I am moved to approve. Does anybody have any issues with them?
No.
Okay.
Approve.
Oh, there goes Barbara.
So the presentation by the hydrologist, is that, is are the handouts going to be part of the minutes? Are they going to be posted?
Yeah, we'll scan it in there.
Sorry?
We'll scan it in there.
So it'll be online for anybody to find. Thank you.
That'll be good too.
Does that solve your problem?
Yes, that does. Yeah, that was going to be my question. I have a handout and I was going to make some copies, but I was hoping to get an electronic copy to either post on our Facebook page for residents.
Hey, Jordan, do you think you could send me an electronic copy? Because I think I doodled on mine.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No.
You met.
No, I got it. I
didn't. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if he's already got an electronic copy, that'd be better than scanning that one. Cool. Okay, so...
Also, I'll be putting together a book, so whenever I come, the book will be here, so anybody can take copies.
Okay.
Get copies.
Thank you. So, approval of the agenda for today, April 26, 2023, to hold, combine, or delete any items. Anybody have anything to say about today's agenda?
No.
Well, good.
You're making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Approve.
Okay. And okay, so receive a report from Las Vegas Water Valley Water District, the well levels, etc. Jordan Bunker, your turn.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Jordan Bunker with the Water District. Quick update tonight. Monthly reading for the wells is completed on April 24th. The North Well has a static water level of 20.86 feet below land surface. The South Well's water level is 20.64 feet below land surface. It's about a foot higher than where we were at last month, and right about even to where we were in April of last year. So, all good things, kind of things that we were expecting to see based on Jim's great presentation last month. The system's currently in stable operating condition. And the contractor is wrapping up work from the water line replacement they've been doing for the past several months. And we again appreciate the community's patience in working with us during that process. But it's been a good project and it'll benefit the community. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And that concludes my report. Are there any questions?
Any questions?
Jordan, were all the pipes replaced in town, or were some more recent than others?
Yeah, no, it wasn't. I'd say the majority were. But
okay.
There were some, it was mainly the oldest and most problematic pipes that were showing the most leaks that were changed out.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jordan.
You bet. Thank you.
Anybody else? Nobody else has a question for Jordan? No? Okay, great. So now, next informational items, receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics. But we don't have a Metro representative.
No.
Okay. So, information item three, receive a report from BLM regarding current and upcoming projects, updates on the Legacy Bike Trail, information about the National Conservation Area, and other updates about public lands.
Yep.
Yeah, so my name's Braden Gard from the Bureau of Land Management, Assistant Field Manager for the Red Rock Sloan Field Office. So a couple upcoming projects for the La Madre Foothills area, which is northwest Las Vegas, or basically the BLM Red Rock portions of Little Red Rock to the Kyle Canyon Road, is undergoing a recreation area management plan. On Wednesday, 6 to 8, there's going to be a pre-scoping meeting. So if you have any interest in that project, the intention is just to get feedback on what kind of recreation occurs there, what you'd like to see in that area, and just really give preemptive feedback for what you'd like to see in that plan. So this is just preliminary scoping, but that is Wednesday from 6 to 8. The Cottonwood Recreation Area Management Plan has not disappeared, although I know it may seem like that, but right now our outdoor recreation planner and our cultural specialist are working on getting the cultural surveys that we were waiting for and incorporating those within the environmental analysis. So stay posted on that, but that is closer to the end than last time I was here. And then for visitation, like this April is kind of indicative of what last spring break season has looked like. So every weekend we're sold out from 8 to 2 or 8 to 3 depending on the day. So it's definitely ramped up. So that kind of slowdown we had with the weather in March is definitely picking up. So with the nice weather, I do encourage you all to get out and recreate responsibly. It's fantastic this time of year. The Legacy Trail Phase 5, we did a site visit on. We're looking at incorporating some of the findings from that into an analysis of Phase 5. For everyone who doesn't know, the Legacy Trail is a 5, or really it's a 6 phase, but there's 2 sections for 2. But it's a 5 segment project that leads from basically the retention basin on the Summerlin side to the retention basin on the end of Wallapai in the 160. So phase one is undergoing an update to the environmental analysis to incorporate some slope change, which is looking like it's gonna take some time to do, but it is gonna create a slope gradient that'll be much better for the users, for the maintenance, for the overall landscape. So that's phase one. Phase 2 right now is going through design work, so 2A is the section that is essentially on the south side of the 159 that's going to tie in the campground to the parking change for the Red Rock sign. It's not going to be on the road, so we're super happy for that.
Right.
And then that's going to tie back into Phase 1 to the fee booth. 2B is going to be from the fee booth to the scenic loop exit. 3 is going to be from the scenic loop exit to Bonnie Springs roughly. And then 4 is going to be roughly from Bonnie Springs to the end of Blue Diamond. So that project's moving forward. And those are the big updates unless there's any questions. So yeah, thank you all for having me.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we also have, do you have any updates from the law enforcement
staff? Not unless you all have questions.
No, you're the next item on this. So, report from BLM law enforcement about recent events and nothing for us.
Oh,
okay. All right. I guess no news is good news in this case. Okay. And Megan, I guess it's your turn as the Clark County Admin Services.
I don't have a whole lot this month. I will hand this out. So the Le Top, I think that's how you say it. I don't speak French. So bike race, it's the Tour de France bike race, the American version. And I guess they do it all over the country. This is the first time it's coming here. And it is going to be May 7th. Mm-hmm. That's Sunday, yeah, May 7th.
The chain smokers. We're going to be busy 2 weekends in a row.
Thanks.
So it's next weekend.
Oh, I hate French.
So it starts at West Tech, and then Starts at West Tech, comes up through Red Rock, through the loop. There's three portions or three legs or whatever, lengths. The longest one goes all the way up through Mountain Springs and back. There are going to be road closures, so it's going to be a little, there's going to be some delays. For during the race, from here you'll only be able to exit and go south, just that morning during the race. And they're expecting a little bit less than 1,000 riders. It actually probably going to be pretty cool to see. And I didn't know much about the Tour de France, so I looked it up, and theirs is 23 days. So when I thought that, I thought, you know what, these couple hours will be frustrating, maybe a little frustration, but 23 days, can you imagine?
Did you just say there's going to be 1,000 riders?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's coming up. I included the information for you. That's about it. I've been working with them. Originally they were wanting to close 160. I said you can't close 160. So we've been fighting on that one, but yeah.
But the 159 will be closed?
The 159 will be closed. You guys will be able to go towards
Charleston,
and you guys will be able to go towards Blue Diamond just during that time.
I see. And it's,
are they going to shut down the 159 from traffic coming in, though?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Event starts at 7.
It starts at 7, and it's supposed to be done about 1:15.
Okay.
About 1:15.
Right under the 13 mile will be closed to everybody but the race?
The loop will be closed by default because there won't be access because the 159 is closing. Mm. So we expect to open Red Rock back up at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But we are not closed. We're going to walk in.
It's a good day to go.
Right, it'll be a good
I don't know about bicycle because you won't be able to get there.
Ooh.
I did find out that we were talking about it, and I don't know anything about cycling, but I guess the Tour de France, the first leg is usually in like Great Britain or somewhere else, and then the rest of the race is in France. Well, they're thinking maybe, depending on how this race goes, maybe one of them, the first leg could be in Vegas, and then they'll fly to France and do it. So,
weird.
Seems like cheating that you fly somewhere, but that's what they do. They ride in Great Britain, and then they fly to France. Just a little odd to me, but so anyway, so that's coming up.
Megan, quick question.
Yes.
There's the big sign by the Kern River gas line there that'll say like, tell people like upcoming that you know 159 will be partially closed on that day. Will they have to put out a temporary signage, like you see, like a couple days beforehand.
7 days in advance, they'll start. There's a whole signage plan.
Oh, good, good.
And
good.
So it'll start saying special event coming and warnings. So, but you know, people will still be surprised and frustrated.
So they're really trying
to do it as
busy 2 weeks,
as good as possible. So to not mess people up. So.
Now, people love the Formula One. This is I'm not a bicycle rider, but this is another event that makes Vegas a destination for cyclists. So
yeah,
I mean, it's great.
I think it's pretty cool. I think anybody that wants to ride up Mountain Springs and then back down is like a little crazy. But
good luck.
I know. I think Commissioner Jones is riding it.
So this is the loop road, right?
Yes.
So there's no traffic into Calico Basin.
No.
You're stuck home or out for the day.
Or you can enjoy not having anybody in Calico Basin for a little bit.
I think I'd like to go up to the highway and, you know, at least watch them go by.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking because they're going out, they're going to turn at Sandy Valley Road, the back road. And I was thinking it might be fun to go up there and see them when they're turning around. So.
Really?
I don't know. We'll see. I'd like it better if they're riding horses, but you know. The parking area near the retention basin, I do not have an update on that. I have confirmation from NDOT that we're going to close it. We just don't know what mechanism that's going to be yet. So it's in the works. Poor Mario Gomez at NDOT is spread so thin, and so I just need to get time with him so we can sit down and strategize, but it will be closed.
Okay.
And this doesn't really affect you guys. Well, it might a little bit. So there's staff changes at the county. So right now I work for Commissioner Jones and Commissioner Miller, and I cover all of the west side of Clark County. And so we're going to be changing that. I'm only going to work for Commissioner Jones. We're transitioning over. So by October, I'll be just Commissioner Jones district. So it'll just be Calico Basin South. So hopefully that will help take some stuff off my plate so I can focus on some other things that sometimes don't get the time and attention that they need from me. So. All right.
Okay, and just to be absolutely clear, because I will sort of send out an email to Calico Basin people on this. So in theory, we should be able to go in and out of Calico Basin towards town during these active hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as residents, we can get back in, or once we leave, or we kind of.
I don't think you can probably get back in.
Yeah.
It's going to be pilot card.
You'll have to wait.
You won't be able to free rain out.
Wait
for a pilot car and they'll come.
To exit.
Blue Diamond.
To exit.
In between the bikes.
And then if you wanted to return, will there be a pilot car return as well?
I don't know about the return.
I don't think
all
so.
All I know is the exit.
So it kind of sounds like we can get out, but we can't get back in. So we definitely want to let our residents know.
Depending on the last people to be through about 10 a.m., but we're expecting about 1, everything will be back.
1:15 is when the race is supposed to be over. So, and the dots are gone from Arroyo.
I drove in this way.
I was driven that way, and the dots are gone. The RPGs. Nice. So there you go.
Thank you for that. I fought for you on that one.
Made it happen.
So nice.
Only
not here.
11 years later.
And we got striped, right?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I don't know, but I don't care. It's done.
Oh my God, there's an actual strike.
Yeah. But it's so funny that I asked for these things, and you'd think Public Works would be like, Megan, we did this today. You know, they want the credit.
No.
Didn't know. I didn't know until I drove through there. Yeah. So anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Megan. Mm-hmm. All right, now we have a planning and zoning item, VS-23-0125. I'll reread that. VS-23-0125, Red Rock Highway 159 LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between SR 159 and Windmill Lane alignment and between Nursery Street alignment and Forester Street alignment within Red Rock. Description on file for possible action. So, who's here to?
Hey, they asked me to bring a plan. If you have a plan, we have a little plan.
I just printed the APN map and
let me show you.
This is great, so we can see exactly what patterns are located.
So I brought a good plan.
Can you state your name, please?
Dean Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. So do you mind if I set it down here?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Go ahead and set it down. That'll be easier. We need to get an easel in here.
So you know that the property kind of sits like this when you're coming into Blue Diamond, and this is right over here. Originally, these were 2 5-acre pieces, and in 1961, before the road was here, a gentleman bought these from the government. Mm-hmm. In 1938, the government said, "Hey, we want to sell property throughout the United States." And when they did, they said, "We're gonna put on every piece of property the government sells, we'll put a 30-foot patent easement on here." And so, in 1961, when they bought the property, there's 2 easements recorded on this piece of 5 acres, and then this piece, and then later on, you know, they took this piece over here, and these, you know, are different. And so, you know, over the ages, you know, this piece of property is sold, and now I bought it. There's actually 2 pieces here, and today all I'm asking for is just to take off these patent easements. And in the notes, it's required if I was developed the property anyway, they'd want you to take them off. So I'm not developing the property right now, but I'd have a meeting, you know, next week with Commissioner Jones. And so he just wants a discussion on, you know, what's my plan. But So this is all I'm asking for right here. I didn't know whether you knew why patent easements are on property.
Yep.
That's all.
Okay. Anybody have any questions on this?
I do not. This is definitely a formality in development.
Oh, yeah. So I know. They don't affect anybody except for the property.
Yeah, unless, and this, especially if the right of way isn't needed. They're just precautionary there, so you don't landlot parcels.
Yeah. Yeah, and all this is built on the outside. There's no. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of an easement to nowhere.
And I'm sure you know that Public Works had the right of way dedication to include 30 feet. for Windmill Lane and associated spandrels. Yeah.
So that'll cancel out if I develop the flush that's in the file.
I'm sorry, what was that? Did it say in the conditions
right here,
of approval that
public
it
works. The 30 feet for Windmill Lane.
Which one's Windmill? Let me see that one. You don't have it listed. Would this be the Windmill alignment? No. That's a weird alignment.
So they put that on there right now.
Uh-huh.
But there's no access to the property.
Right. This is Windmill. Okay.
Yeah, so this is, this is
right.
All BLM all the way back over here to mm-hmm. Cactus Joe's. So they put that on there. I don't know why they put that on there. You know, for right now, you know, I can accept it, but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just not going to be taken off again unless they build a road somewhere. I mean, more commonly, you know, on Blue Diamond, not on 159, they discussed curb gutter or not. So, you know, because it's curb gutter to where. I mean, it's like a curb and gutter sidewalk to nowhere, but it is a requirement that we develop a quick curb and gutter sidewalk in. So
I know you said you don't have any plans for the property at this point in time.
Correct, yeah.
What it seemed like looking at the county website, it seemed like this whole bottom spot was like all part of the wash.
Correct. Yeah,
so all in there.
Yeah, this is
so if you were to do something, you would. I mean, is that still true about the Red Rock overlay that you're not supposed to mess with washes? Oh, that was
it just puts them in a zone.
Yeah,
like
the one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing that you can't do something with a wash.
Right.
But this would just be in zone A versus the other
right.
one.
No, I'm just jumping ahead. I'm definitely gonna say yes to for that, but
you
I was
want
just
to make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve it per the staff report here to Public Works, a comprehensive planning and reclamation. No objection. Clark County staff, I believe, said they recommended approval. Wherever that was, no objection on the vacation. So I recommend. As per staff write-up, staff report.
Okay, so that's your motion?
Yes, that's my motion.
Okay, and so
I
concur, and it looks like we're unanimous.
All right.
Well, good luck with the property.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Josh was supposed to be here, but I don't see him, so
okay.
Maybe he'll come next.
So we had some general business for about Red Rock Canyon 100K race, but Josh Eddie is not here, so much for that. We're up to the comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Does anyone have any public comments in general for us? No. Okay. Well, I guess we're good. And the next meeting is May 31st, and I hereby adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.
Goodness, I think that's a record.
I was like 23 minutes.
We were just talking about this.
I know. I was like, because my kids are home alone, right?
You could have bought them. It wouldn't even have time to get bored.
I know. I had time to go home and make a decent dinner instead of chicken nuggets.
Oh, no, not the chicken nuggets.
They don't eat them very often. That's what they were doing tonight.
And so what will they be having instead?
Well, no, I already said I'm thinking I was